Hello and welcome everybody back to an energy update. It is Suzanne with some client information. I am fortunate enough to work with people each day and I ask some of them to give me permission to share on an anonymous basis some of the details from their session with me. And I do this so that everybody can not only maybe learn something or just be amazed at something, but find maybe a commonality for themselves or others, because I really truly believe we all get to learn from one another. And so, again, I really appreciate being able to share this with everyone, and I appreciate my clients and letting me tell their stories. This particular client of mine was a new client. I had never worked with her before, and this was a remote session due to still not only the pandemic, but this was a long-distance session across into another state. And I started out the session because she came forward in terms of having some difficulties in her home and thinking that there was a lot of negative energy there in the way of paranormal and spirits in her home. She said that there was funny smoke smells, et cetera, et cetera. And so I started out this session with the understanding that we were probably going to be doing some paranormal work. And funny enough, like I said, this was a remote FaceTime session. And I swear to God, it was crazy. I'm sitting there working with her and the orbs flying around this woman's head, it was hysterical. I mean, they were just everywhere. It was just, they were zipping everywhere around her, behind her, over her. And I got the giggles. I'm just like, yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on in that house there. And it wasn't all necessarily negative energy. So when I do a session with somebody, oftentimes they will think that they are coming to me for one thing, and most oftentimes it will turn into way more than what they had bargained for and or something completely different. And in this case, we started to go a little bit deeper because I said, you are the kinetic activator. You are the one that actually brings forward this connection to the energy of the ghost energy and more. It's you, and oftentimes we'll call this a kinetic person, meaning I draw it in. I'm the activator. And that doesn't mean anything's bad or wrong with the person. It's just that that indicates to me that this has happened to you your whole life. This is nothing new. This is not because of the home that you are currently residing in. This has been with you all along. And indeed, of course, that was the case with this particular gal. And this person is starting a new job. She is got a lot of changes going on in her life. She's a therapist and used to be in drug and alcohol therapy, which again brings forward a lot of dark energy when we work with that kind of a world and those kinds of people that are having a lot of negative dark attachments. We are very susceptible and vulnerable to that energy, and she knows about the law of attraction to some extent. She knows that she can attract that stuff, and yet she was not necessarily doing much in the way of protecting herself and really being diligently aware of what I'm taking in or taking on from that. But she felt with this new job, maybe she wasn't going to have quite as much of that going on anyway. But that said, I said, this just doesn't matter. We all take in energy all day long. We all empath energies. But when we are in a world of therapy, therapists are very, very vulnerable to taking on more people's stuff. And so as a practitioner, just like I need to or choose to, we are very diligently aware of our own field. And we cut that energy cord off in between every client and any and everything because it's not mine. It's not mine to take. And so the first conversation was very much about her career. Even before this paranormal stuff, it's about you are open to a lot of this energy, a lot of this dark stuff. And just because someone has dark energy doesn't make them a bad person, but it does mean that they're at a lower frequency, that they have the ability to pick up much more garbage. And in that garbage field of low frequency, a lot of times is dead energy, meaning ghost energy, entity energy, dark programming, nefarious agendas, etc. And so this kind of directly relates to how her life at home, when she comes back from working. If she's taking all that crap with her, it's going to be invited right into her home. And then it's like, hey, party on. So like will find like, and it becomes even more. However, like I said, when I start with a client and I look at somebody that's a kinetic, I say, this is not anything new. So I'm going to open up the conversation to the childhood with this client because we know it goes all the way back if we're a kinetic. So yes, indeed, this went all the way back. And I said to her, when I scan your body, I know that you've been abused because I can see it in your field. And oftentimes therapists, God love them, go into that world because they themselves have been abused. And I think that that's a fascinating thing, because who can empathize and sympathize more other than somebody that's already been abused? And I think that that's great. However, it's very important for us to bring to the table a balanced understanding of my past abuse. And so if we don't, we are still running narratives that will get triggered all day long. So this is no judgment on anybody. Take what resonates for this and toss anything that doesn't. And there's never me saying somebody's good or bad with any of this stuff. But this particular gal started to share how abused she was as a child. She is a gay woman who has a partner at this point. Her partner, she's had several of them in terms of relationships that have not worked. And this particular one, she was trying to make work, or is in the midst of trying to make work, but brings up a lot of things from past relationships and or family stuff. So we dove a little deeper into her growing up, and she had been very abused as a child for having gay tendencies. And I could see that in her field immediately when we were talking. And I said, I get the psychic hit and understanding that you right out of the gate knew that you were gay, and the lesbian tendencies to not want to wear the dress or dress like the girl was absolutely a no-no in her house. And so she was forced to wear the dresses. She was forced to act very fluffy female when that was not her comfort zone. And so very young age was already having a big disconnect from her feel center. And our feel center, if we're not acknowledged for our feelings and our emotions, and we're not seen and heard, the two places that are going to get hit is my throat from not being able to be heard and or seen. So this shuts down the in the throat area, and it becomes very tight and not able to like that and breathe. And this will start to really cause a lot of problems in the upper neck and in the shoulders. And I start to take on everybody else's crap and, you know, et cetera. So this becomes very vulnerable. But additionally, the sacral center, which is in the belly, is the other place that gets immediately hit when we shut down those feels. And as a very young girl, being forced to wear dresses and look female when it wasn't comfortable for her, shut down her actual organs in this area. And as a very young child, she told me that she stopped going to the bathroom, specifically stool, stopped going to the bathroom. She would urinate, but she just literally stopped going to the bathroom. And it became so intense that she then could not eliminate any stool. She couldn't do it. And then she literally ended up in the hospital and had to go to huge extents as a very young child to be able to get her bowels actually even moving again. And this is really important for us to understand, because the body will directly align to not being heard, not being seen, not being able to feel, not being able to be authentic. I can't even do elimination because I can't be, you know, seen as dirty. I can't be seen as, and this is all the mess that starts to happen. And I cut off that judgment, and I cut off myself from the world. So this is really, really something that started way back when for her. Obviously, she's worked through that in her biological form, but the emotional hurts and stuck energy of that are part of the reason we go inward and start to become, in some cases, very psychic and kinetic. So because I'm not seen, I'm not heard, I can't eliminate, I can't be who I am, you're having me dress differently, I go inward to hide, and I start to make friends differently to support my system. And the friends I start to make are things that aren't necessarily human. I start to be able to see things. I can maneuver things. I can start to see energies that others can't. I can start to hear things that others don't. I become very aware of the 2D field. And the 2D field is plants and animals, but it's also elemental kingdom. It's also nature itself. It's also the lower vibrational frequencies of humans, which mean I can start to then maybe tap into ghost energies that are lower than the 3D human energies, and on it goes. And so she started to become very kinetic and paranormally connected at a very young age. And in one fashion, this is very healing for her. This is very healing because she has a fuel source and an energy that supports her in terms of being held, connected, heard, conversed with. You know, this is when we have our so-called imaginary friends that in my view aren't imaginary at all. But the danger of this is that it also, because she has anger inside, starts to draw forward the dark entities, the dark energies. So it is a win-lose situation when this is an ungrounded and ununderstood field that we're playing in here. And this becomes very confusing to somebody that also doesn't, by the way, have a social platform or family platform that even understands it, much less supports it. And we already know her family platform didn't support her being a lesbian, much less talking to entities. And so this is a very private struggle and a very private inward disconnect, which allows her psychic skill set to become stronger and stronger, but not necessarily in a positive way. So she started to also become hugely claircognizant. This is another skill set that will happen oftentimes when we're cut off from other humans and working with other entities. Cognizance, heightened sense of is the clair word. So heightened sense of is a heightened sense of knowing. Claircognizance is a heightened sense of inner knowing. This is a very, very strong psychic ability, and yet it's a very confusing one, and it can be a struggle to own this one because you just know. And people go, well, how do you know? And you will say, I don't know how I know, I just know. But I just know that I know. And the worst part is I'm usually right, and then everyone gets pissed off. Claircognizance is a tough skill to actually bring forward to others because it makes people think that you're arrogant and it makes you be a show-off and it makes you be presented as a know-it-all and all of these things. I know very much how this feels because I have a high sense of claircognizance myself. And oftentimes you come off as, oh, you just think you're always right. And the hardest thing is oftentimes you are. And it isn't because you're a narcissist and arrogant and think you're better than anyone else. It's because you just have this inner knowing and you don't even know where that came from. So she has been a huge claircognizant for a long time, but it has given her a lot of trouble in addition to everything else. But she still wants validation, and this is what we talked about quite extensively during her session, is that she still wants the validation of being right. So, for example, you know, I know that your car needs an oil change, and that's why it's acting like that. And the person will say, well, how do you know it needs an oil change? And she'll just go, I know it needs an oil change. And she just still wants to be able to have that person say, oh my God, I went to the mechanic and you're right, I do need an oil change. She wants the validation from that outside claircognizant interaction. And this can get us into very big trouble because this is the cord of energy that not only is sucking me dry because I'm waiting to be right, and it also becomes very much difficulty in the way that we humanly interact with people, meaning now you are the smarty pants know-it-all. Now you are the one that wants to be right because it's the na-na-na-na, I told you so kind of an attribute. So it has caused a lot of difficulty for her as a human because this validation process has been hanging out there. And so one of the things that I invited her to think about is you can learn to be a claircognizant and understand that you're right, but you don't necessarily have to throw it out there with the cord of the validation. There's many things that I know that I know, and I don't necessarily tell anybody that I know it, but I certainly give my own self the validation. I don't look for the validation outside of myself because that causes a lot of human relationship interaction negativity. I keep a lot of my I already knew that in my own secret Suzanne world. And I invited this client to possibly think of that as well, because I think it is critical that we do validate our inner knowing. We are grateful for our psychic skill. We do have the blessing of the psychic skill, but it doesn't make us better than anyone else, but we certainly get to be grateful for it. So the gratitude comes from within when we have this little secret kind of world of, see, I did know that. That's awesome. That was me. I did do that. I was that powerful. All of those things can be really validated and kept inside and not necessarily presented outward for someone else to do or not do with. And so this was one of the big things that I said, own the magic and the feel of being right, but lessen the need to share that. And it really starts to give you a bevy of, I don't know, inner joy. It's not that we're living a secret life, but you are in terms of, I don't need anyone to validate this. This is exciting and fun for me to just know I was right. And so this can really bring forward a different way to have a relationship. One of the big things we talked about after that was, if we don't do it that way and we continue for outside validation, we will always be pushing the energy of that cord outward. We will always want someone to make sure that I'm right. I will always wait for you to validate that I'm right. And this is like a constant depletion of our field. Funny enough, this particular gal said that she's been in very many relationships with women where she always felt like, I know more than them. I'm higher than them in terms of energy. I'm always waiting for them to catch up to me in terms of energy. And, you know, that my frequency is higher than them. And I said to her, actually, that's a false narrative. This is a very typical hero archetype. I will always attract somebody lower than me because I am wanting to be the hero to bring them up. I am wanting to be the hero to save them. The irony of this whole thing is that a hero archetype program really means that I actually am not able to even save you. I am actually at the same level as you. I am actually at the same level, if even not a little lower of you in terms of energy. And be very clear that this is not a value system. Higher than you doesn't mean better. Lower than you doesn't mean worse. It's a frequency I'm talking about. But oftentimes what we see is the person that runs this hero archetype programming will think, oh, I've got to fix my partner. I've got to save my partner. I've got to make my partner understand this. And this is the confusion in the narrative that she's had all along. And she keeps thinking that she's having these people that are really, you know, needing to be saved. And it's actually her that's wanting to be saved. And she's doing it through that other person. And when this started to come into the conversation, the light bulb went on in her head. And she started to literally connect the dots of energy inside of her and say, oh my gosh, that is actually a truth that I'm feeling inside of me for the first time ever, that I'm starting to feel the truth of that, to say, this is actually why I keep bringing in the same type of partner and the same type of problem and the same type of fight, because the problem, the fight, the partner, the argument is actually within me, not projected on that other person. So this is like, in essence, clean up your own house, because it is very much about clean up your own house because you're projecting it on that other one. Now, this comes full circle in this client session all the way to the very beginning of why she called me in the first place. When we have a negative house, meaning our own auric body, our own physical body, our own essence of our field, when I have all this negative energy and this negative kinetic stuff, when I have all of this, I have cords to everybody else trying to fill my very initial wound of being not heard, not seen. This will come full circle for a kinetic into the dark energies are not only going to come into my house, meaning my field, my body, my aura, but they're going to come into my brick and mortar home. And this is why she has so much paranormal activity. This is exactly why so much stuff is happening to her, because the playground that she instigated as a child for protection is now not her best friend. And it is growing in strength as she grows in years of doing the same thing. So we had quite an extensive conversation about the more you clean up your own house, meaning your own body, your own field, your own mind, your own soul, your own belief systems, it will completely shift the energy field that you are bringing into your brick and mortar structure, and then that will help. And at the same time, conversely, if we fix the so-called frequency of the brick and mortar structure to be more safe, clean it up, put boundaries on it, light candles, do ritual, command, you know, space, etc., this will assist my body in feeling more comfortable here as well. So it's a win-win if we work both homes, metaphorically speaking, at the same time. So it was really quite amazing because, again, she thought that she was calling me because she had, you know, some ghost energy and some dark entity energy in the house. And it goes all the way back to some really big healing on belief systems. This is a really, really awesome opportunity for Take Anything That Resonates, because we all have different versions of this story because we think that something is happening, and quite often it's way bigger than that or completely opposite than that. So learn from this if you choose, find something that resonates, and if not, just let it go and just enjoy it for entertainment. And until next, everybody, cosmic hugs.